Now, as we were saying, this Saturday, first time proper in 3 years, the Ring of Kerry charity cycle takes place. What you need to know if you're taking part, what need you need to know if you're in Killarney and South Kerry about traffic management and roads, etc. I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by the Ring of Kerry Charity Cycle PRO, Cathal Walsh, and also by Sergeant Dermot O'Connell from Killarney Garda Station. Good morning to you both, and thank you very much for joining us on the Kerry Today Show. How are you both this morning? Cathal, I'll start with you. You must be so excited. Less than two days to go.
Absolutely. It's like we're after emerging from the darkness, Tressa, into the light. We're so looking forward to this event now. It's been 3 years since we ran the event last, and we're so looking forward to Saturday now, the 2nd of July, when we get back for the 30th year. But the cycle is in existence for 40 years, so we're looking forward to a great day, and all we want is a bit of fine weather, Tressa, if you can do anything for us in that regard.
We'll ask the listeners to put out their children of Prague, the plural children of Prague. Maybe the child of Prague might work some mojo. I must have a look at the weather forecast. I'll check that. Hopefully things will improve over the weekend. Cathal, for people, how many people are taking part in the cycle this year?
We've upwards of 6,000 registered now. There are some that we don't know whether they're coming or not, because having emailed them, we got no response. But we're geared up for up to between 5,500 and 6,000 cyclists on the day. We're going to feed them three times during the course of the day. First and foremost, thanks to Maurice Fitzgerald down in Killarney and the Skellige down there in Carrick-Sivine. We have the use of the school there to feed the legion of followers and cyclists who will come through on the day. And then on to the Kenmare, to the business park, and we're very grateful also to those down there in Kenmare who will be feeding, and also back in Killarney when the cyclists return. And we'll be feed them at all times in between. For health and safety reasons, this year now, we're not giving out bottles of water. We're having tankers of spring water, and we're encouraging cyclists to bring along their own bottles and be filled on the roadway at all points along the road between Killarney and back into Killarney in the evening. We'll have every cyclist who takes part will have a bike tag and also a wristband. And on that wristband, we'll have emergency numbers in the event of somebody, God forbid anyone, having an accident or even a breakdown of a puncture or breakdown with a bike, that they'll be able to get in touch with the control centre here back in the presentation school here in Killarney. And the numbers of those emergency numbers are on the wristband and also on the bike tag, so that you're not going to be alone out there. Now, we're going to start at 6 a.m. in the morning, but I'd like to say to people who start, and I know they will start earlier because they want to avoid the crowd, that from 6 a.m. we will have full ambulance cover and emergency service will be put into operation. And at 7:30 a.m. we have a ceremonial start with our Bishop Ray Brown and our newly elected Cathal Councillor Niall Kelleher, who will drop the flag to start the cycle.
And where will the ceremonial start take place from?
That will be on the beach road now. And Sergeant Dermot O'Connell will be telling us about the closed roads there when you get on to him. In Killarney, the beach road, that's where the village is. And I'd like to say to people who are coming to Killarney, from midnight tonight, the lower part of the beach road car park will be closed for us to set up what we'll call the cycle village, where we'll have entertainment on the day, and we'll have masseurs and people with alternative ways of curing the aches and pains endured by the cyclists after their 170 kilometre trip around the thing. So the car park at the lower end of Beach Road will be closed from midnight tonight to allow us set up the village tomorrow, because we'll be handing out bike tags and wristbands to cyclists from overseas who are coming over here to enjoy the beautiful scenery around the Ring of Kerry and taking in the cycle. But as an alternative to that car park, we have the field on the northern side of Killarney, St. Mary's Cathedral. That's for shoppers and visitors, not for cyclists, as an alternative to parking in the town, and that is free on the day.
And will that be clearly signposted?
Oh, it will, yeah, and it will be manned by stewards as well, and people, not cyclists, because we have two car parks for cyclists. One of them is Michael O'Shea, I'm sure you know him, of the Daffodil Field. there. You've had him on your program a couple of times. That's on the Tralee Cleaney Road. The car park there is the Daffodil Field. And for people coming from the, say, from the Cork direction, we have the HSE field off the bypass. That was there for cyclists and to park their cars there. And I would encourage people who cycle to the start rather than bringing their car into town and looking for a space, because of the fact that car space will be taken up, that it's easier to cycle to the start and cycle back to your car in the evening after the cycle.
Could I ask you there, when do cyclists start registering?
We've all been registered, and to all people in the Republic, all the counties of Ireland and Northern Ireland, we posted out their bike tags and their identity bracelet with the numbers. We posted that out last Monday week, and they have received all this, so they don't have to queue tomorrow at all.
Okay.
You don't have to queue, but others from overseas and further afield who are coming will have to queue between 4 and 10 o'clock on Friday evening, or before 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, to collect their bike tag and their identity bracelet. And now, that contains
Fine, Cathal. At this stage, I will bring in Sergeant Dermot O'Connell of Clarny Garda Station. Dermot, Cathal has already kind of gone through some of the parking areas that won't be available to the general public to facilitate the cycle. So you might just repeat those again for anyone who's missed it, and the rest of the traffic management plan that will be in place for Killarney as we get ready for the Ring of Kerry cycle that gets underway this Saturday morning.
Very good, Tressa, good morning to you, Tressa, and good morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Dermot.
I suppose this is one of our major events in our policing calendar every year, Tressa. It's an absolutely fantastic event run by volunteers for charities. So we're very, very much looking forward to assisting with policing and everything this year. As Cathal said, there are car parks available, and there's sufficient parking available for motorists. Now, appropriate signage will identify the car park, so motorists should have no concern about coming to Killarney Park in the morning. As Cathal said, the Daffodil Field is available to us. It's located just prior to the Cleaney Roundabout and the N22, and all participants can avail of parking in the HSE field, which is located off the bypass. And as Cathal has said already, for daytime shoppers, additional free car parking is available in the Cathedral Field. So we don't envisage any great difficulties in the early hours of the morning with facilitating the cyclists or daytime shoppers. And as Cathal said there, I'd like to reiterate, if cyclists could park their vehicles and cycle to the start line on Beach Road, that would be of great assistance to us.
You proceed, Cathal. You proceed, I should say, Dermot.
Yeah. In relation to the road closures, Tressa, Mission Road and Beach Road, which are located in the town centre, will be closed for two periods during the day. Mission Road and Beach Road will first close from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning next Saturday. That facilitates the commencement of the charity cycle. So that's 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mission Road and Beach Road will close. They'll open in for a short period to allow normal activity occurring in the town centre. And Mission Road will again close in at 11:30 to 8 p.m. And Beach Road will again close from 12 midday to 8 p.m. And the second closure, obviously, is to facilitate the cyclists returning and the activity and celebrations that will occur during the evening as cyclists return to Killarney. Now, the next road closure is from Fossa to Killarney. This is on the N72. This road will be closed from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and traffic will be diverted through Faha and the Strive and from Milltown to Killarney. The next road closure is a single lane closure. This only affects one lane, not two lanes. It's an eastbound lane closure. Closes at 6 a.m. to 12 noon. This is Killarney to Carra Bridge. So traffic travelling from Carrasaveen and Glenbe to Killarney will be diverted at Carra Bridge by Dukes, Cremorne, Garonne and Castle Conway. And what's important to note is the traffic travelling from Killogan to Glenbe will remain on the M70. So they are unaffected by the cyclists. So traffic travelling from Killogan to Glenbe will not be affected, but traffic travelling in the opposite direction will be diverted from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. on the stretch between Killogan to Carra Bridge. Now, the remaining road closures then are Sneem to Moss Gap. This is the R568. The Sneem to Moss Gap road will close at 11 a.m. and will reopen at 8 p.m. The closure will start at Doreen the Rock Cross and it will finish at Moss Gap. And then the road from Kenmare to Tork via Moss Gap, which is the N71, that stretch of roadway again will close from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That starts at Gortamullen in Kenmare, continues up to Moss Gap and finishes at Tork Waterfall Car Park. And again, that's an important road closure. It facilitates all the cyclists returning safely from Kenmare via Moss Gap and into Killarney. So motorists travelling between Killarney and Kenmare at the above times are advised to use the alternative N22 route via Glenfleth and Kilgarvan. And should anyone wish to get further information, all the road closures are up on Kerry County Council's website there at kerrycoco.ie.
And what we'll do as well, Sergeant Dermot O'Connell, is we'll put that information on the Radio Kerry website as well. We'll be running news reports on this, so people will be made very well aware and clear of the road closures surrounding the Ring of Kerry charity cycle and also the impact on the various parks in parking areas in Killarney that you and Cathal Walsh have outlined there. Thank you very much for that, Dermot. If I could go back finally and briefly to the PRO of the Ring of Kerry charity cycle, Cathal Walsh. Cathal, you were saying there's going to be a real festival atmosphere, there's going to be a bit of a festival village with music in Killarney on Saturday, so that will really, really stoke up the atmosphere in a wonderful way.
It will indeed, and we'll have music at all the stop off points as well, and we'll have mobile music as well, because there's nothing like the beat of drums as you come up Moss Gap.
Oh yeah.
And pushing on that adrenaline, getting the adrenaline flowing. And at this point I'd like to thank all the volunteers in advance, because we're a totally volunteer organisation. Nobody gets paid in our outfit. We do it all on a voluntary basis right through the year. And I want to thank Radio Kerry, yourself, Tressa, and Kerry Today, Talk Back with Deirdre Welch and Terrace Talk, who have featured the cycle over the last couple of months. It's invaluable advertisement to us as the Ring of Kerry.
And Cathal, we're out of time. If you could just repeat again the charities that will benefit this year.
Yeah, this year now we have Art Quorum there based in North Kerry. That's the Alzheimer's Daycare Centre. We have Down Syndrome Kerry. We have Cugna Viva Air down in South Kerry. We have Breakthrough Cancer Research. We have Banner Search and Rescue. And we have, that's five out of the six. Well, I see six.
Well, while you're doing that, Cathal, my producer, Amber Galway, very kindly looked at the weather for Saturday. So while you're getting that, and it's not too bad at all. It'll bring a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. There'll be some decent dry intervals, particularly later on in the day on Saturday, so that's all good. And highest temperatures ranging from 15 to 17 degrees in light to moderate westerly winds. And I mean, obviously, if you're cycling, you don't want it too hot. So 15 to 17 degrees is kind of perfect weather conditions for the cyclists.
Oh, it's absolutely, that's ideal, Tressa, and I'm very grateful to Amber for providing that information, and I hope it will come to pass on Saturday. And I think I've named all the charities there concerned, Tressa.
Well, look, thank you both for your time. PRO of the Ring of Kerry Charity Cycle, Cathal Walsh, and Sergeant Dermot O'Connell of Killarney Garda Station.